Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than spending Valentine's Day in the basement with a couple of creeps.
Yes, that is much better.
Yes. You can join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com and clicking chat and listen live. If you're listening to one of our affiliates, simply open up a new window in your browser, type in davincomedy.com. Go to the Davin's Den page on the bottom, click on that, and then click chat and go. If you wish to call in, the number 845-986-8804, 845-986-8804. I'm your host, Davin Rosenblatt. That is Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, Pip.
Hey.
Joe is playing Cupid, so he's floating around without his pants on, and he'll flutter
All right.
He'll flutter on in here any minute.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that.
I don't know if any minute, but shortly. Joe will be here shortly.
Oh, I found the thing I was looking for in my purse. I'm very excited.
Oh, I like your vibrator.
Ah, it's tiny, though, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Oh, I see what happened. Is there another circle or just this one?
No, I put that in the bag on the outside of the black bag.
All right, yeah, we're just talking about tech. Yeah, it's now. Okay, I can fix that.
Yeah, there was this. Well, you're going to talk about the show, and then we'll explain what I'm babbling about.
I don't think they give a shit about things that break.
Yeah, they do.
Fine. All right. You hear my voice?
I know.
My voice already feels blown out.
I know. And mine is a little bit, too.
And Joe's was not up to 100% on Saturday, so this will be the squeaky show. All right. On tonight's show, one of my favorite shows.
Yeah, I know.
The Valentine's Day Love Fail Countdown.
Whee!
And it's on Valentine's Day this year.
I know. This is amazing. This never happens.
So, yeah. Because our significant others, they don't need to see us.
Yeah, I know. At the day program, I can't tell them what I do at night. And so they're like, what are you doing for Valentine's Day? I'm like, I'm going to do a...
I'm hanging out with an asshole.
Yeah.
Oh, spending a quiet evening with your man?
Yeah, I'm hanging out with two men in a basement that are not my husband.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's an excellent Valentine's Day.
If you are new to the show, and, you know, really, where have you been? The Love Fail Countdown is where we bring you some of the worst love-gone-wrong stories of the past year, and then we'll see if we can we battle out to get the ultimate top three. I feel very good about my list. These list things, I dominate.
I know you do. No, you pick things. I think Joe and I are deficient in the fact that I don't know if we're not as good searchers as you are on the internet, but, you know, you find the most sick things out there. So hats off to you, Mr. Perverse Man.
These are not easy, and I was not feeling great about my list going in, but as I was telling Pip pre-show, because we're going to do three stories, my number two and three last evening actually wound up getting booted. My number one going in is now my number three.
Mm.
So I got a brand new one and two. Now, I could have overthought this.
Yeah.
I could have gone completely wrong. Sometimes I've made a bad decision and it cost me.
Sometimes it's just the order that we choose that
right.
is what makes us lose.
But
a little poem.
Yes. But I feel good. I think I have some special evil for you folks tonight.
Oh, goody.
Yeah. So I feel good about that. I think we'll do some of our own personal love fails. Pip usually tells a story.
Yes.
I think this will be my final installment of Letters from Hell, my ex-girlfriend.
Yes. Yeah. Not that hell.
No.
The other hell. His hell.
I don't think I've done this one before. So, and then, you know, next year, if there's a next year, if we all survive,
yeah.
I'll probably have to talk about other love fails in my life. The problem is when you've been in long relationships,
yeah,
you don't really have
a ton of these.
No,
yeah.
That's the problem. But, you know, but fortunately, I feel like I've carried this segment for the longest time.
Yeah, because, well, you had some good, really, I mean, you had things in writing.
Yes, that's what I have.
For the
yes.
first part.
Yes, I still do.
Apparently, nobody likes to write me. I don't have, like, love letters or things.
Well, right.
To show.
I've really, you know, dug up some fine stuff. But I feel like going forward, you know, just I feel like Joe is really going to be able to elevate this bit.
Oh, boy, howdy.
Just from the little synopsis that he puts on Facebook.
On Facebook?
Yes.
I'm sorry, but he should be able to bring it this year.
I feel like he should.
He should.
Now,
because
a lot of it is,
God knows he's got a big fail
a lot of it is,
going on right
a
now.
A lot of it is in the tell of the story.
Yes.
So I don't know how he's going to be with that. But as far as sheer failure of love, he's got some good shit to work with.
Oh.
A little envious. If only I could have a marriage crumble in the midst of a radio show.
Shush, the gods are listening.
Yes, yes. But I feel like Joe has a lot to bring to the table.
Well, see, now that's why we live. This is the only reason we have experiences at all, is to bring to the show.
You say that mockingly, but I kind of agree.
No, I had a spectacular fail last week.
Yes.
And I brought that for you folks.
That was awesome. You gave us an hour.
Yeah, an hour of my well, Lisa in the chat says, Joanne is a huge fail.
No, well.
Yes.
Well, yeah. Like I always say, yes, but I don't know if it's completely her.
What are you saying? Takes two to tango?
There's a little bit of insanity work in all around.
Takes two to dig the grave?
Well, just for example.
Yeah.
And Joe's not here, so I'm not going to get into it. But Joe told us the story a couple of weeks ago. How he was witnessing the robbery and the assault.
Yeah.
At the
7-Eleven, was
yes.
it?
And Joe comes home.
Right.
And Joanne asks if he's okay, and Joe bites her head off. So yeah. So he's not exactly easy to be nice to.
Well, at this point, I think anything she says comes at it. Bark, 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 bark.
You've seen me be nice to him.
And he barked. Well, yeah, I mean, I have actually seen that. But the thing is that I agree in theory that whenever there's something going on with a relationship that's falling apart, it takes two to tango. There's always two stories. However.
No.
What?
No. My stories from my high school years.
Oh.
That was not ever two to tango. Well, it didn't start as two to tango. Eventually, I morphed.
Yeah,
but originally she was fucking nuts, and she'll tell like once in a while she drops me a line. I think I told you this off the air,
mm-hmm.
And there's some regret on her part.
Good,
because you know what? I used to be a fine human being.
At one day, there was one time before you were emotionally molested, and beaten. And I think that has brought us the awful that is you now.
Yes. There was a time that I was the oft-maligned snowflake. I was special and beautiful and gentle.
I can imagine you being, like, sweet and emotional. And
quite the imagination you have.
I know. Well, that's why you get such amazing stories from me.
Absolutely.
But the thing is, I can imagine that part of you. It's still in there. I've seen it.
What am I, Darth Vader? are you Luke?
Yes.
You can still feel the good?
Yes. what is this? Wait a minute. I'm sorry. I'm distracted by. I see in all caps Ozzy Osbourne and Bat in the chat. I have to see what Lisa is saying. He pulled an Ozzy Osbourne biting the head off the bat. Oh, is that his morph? I'm not sure.
I don't know what she's talking
about. I'm not sure if she's talking about.
This is what happens when Lisa takes a week off. There's an adjustment period. And we need to be gentle and patient with sweet Lisa as she tries to get back to normalcy, or at least what we know her is. Let her work through her issues in the chat.
Yes. Well, she and Joe's girl are talking about Joe's house co-owner at the moment, not Hal. Your ex.
Thanks for fucking focusing on what we're talking about. Assholes.
They're not.
I almost
assholes.
Feel like I have to go to punishment music right now.
No.
We haven't done it in like a year.
Yeah, but part of the fun of the chat is that they get to have their side conversations alongside the show. But they're in here. They're paying attention.
They could chat without us if that's what it's going to be.
They probably do. I think, are there chats in here in between shows? They might very well be in here.
I don't know. They might be Facebook friends. There's people that have connected through this show.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm Facebook friends with both of them.
I'm not Facebook friends with Joe's girl.
No.
Joe's girl has never sent the Facebook friend request.
Well, you're not special like me.
I am not special like you.
Joe's girl says it's not all about you, Davin.
Well, no, kind of it is. If you the show is called Davin's Den.
Oh, well, the show is about you, but life is not all about you, she's saying.
Well, if it was more about me, you'd live more fulfilled lives. I think we've established that before, a couple shows ago. So.
Yes. I have to tell you that Joe's girl says, see, I'm paying attention. They both are.
batter them. The battered chat room.
I know.
See, just a threat of punishment music.
I know. Well, I know the punishment music. I started standing up for them because I'm afraid of it, too. I don't want to hear that. No, don't even. when I was digging through my purse before, finding the other half of the screw that fell out of the amp stand.
Yes, Pip ran a show for Side Splitting Productions. There was a problem with a speaker stand, and now Pip is martyring herself.
I am.
So we'll indulge her as she overcame like a refugee coming from Syria.
I did. You know what? I'm a MacGyvered that sucker.
Yeah, you're amazing.
I am. I found something in your bag, and I stuck it in the hole there, and it held the thing up.
Why'd you make it dirty?
Thank God. Well, because I like to, and it's Valentine's Day. Okay. It's VD Day, so it has to be dirty.
All right.
But I just was so proud of myself. Carried on, and I didn't realize that those two screw things screw into each other. It looked like a bolt had broken in half.
No,
and
it did snap.
I'm like, oh, it did.
It did snap.
Oh, okay.
It's like, it's like a penis into a vagina, for lack of a better term.
It didn't look like that, but I guess
because
it
goes into the hole, and then you screw it in, and it holds.
Oh yeah, it wasn't doing that for me.
So no, because it broke.
Oh, okay. So really, really was. And while I was digging around my purse looking for that to give back to you, I found a brownie that I had smuggled out of that banquet hall in a napkin to give to Mr. Helix. Yeah, it's not good anymore.
What is wrong with you?
I'm a hoarder. But I meant to get
fucking go to Entenmann's.
I meant to pull it. No, they were yummy brownies.
I know they were.
So I was bringing him home a treat.
But you didn't.
And I didn't. And there is the brick-like remains that I'm going to have to throw out.
You know, that's Mr. Helix's fault. I told you he could come.
I know. He had to do some radio business of his own, so he could not.
Of the internet variety?
Yeah, at the moment.
Pshaw!
I know. No, I know. I know. He's not happy about that. But he
are any of us?
No. 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 Did I mention no?
No. That's all right. He's still making money. He's fine.
Yeah.
He'll be okay.
Yeah, he's going to be okay.
Did you get him anything for Valentine's Day?
I actually didn't. We're not very romantic on Valentine's Day. It's
that's fine.
It's just kind of like a Hallmark.
Yeah, we're not really big gift givers because we just get what we want.
Yeah.
But I did get something last minute because my wife is a huge Harry Potter fan.
Yes.
And so is my daughter.
Yes.
And so I had bought my wife some of the Harry Potter books. I don't remember which ones. But my daughter lost one of my wife's Harry Potter books.
Oh, my God.
So I went to Barnes & Noble and I bought it.
And you replaced it. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. I think she kind of figures I would. And, you know, I didn't think of it ahead of time so I could get it online at a good price.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I know.
So I went there. Now, interesting thing. I went to shopping yesterday and I only could find the soft cover. So I have that, but I'm going to return that because
hardcover seems special, more special.
So then I was faced with the original hardcover, which goes with the series.
Yeah.
And now they have these for more money. These new illustrated.
Ooh.
So I was talking to the Barnes & Noble lady.
Yeah.
And she said, "Well, no, you should get the original because that goes with the series."
Yeah.
So that's what I did.
Yeah. So I think that's probably
she'll
better.
She'll get that later. She'll get that later.
Yeah, that's really nice. Yeah, I mean, usually Mr. Helix provides me. He is big on ferreting out CDs of things that he thinks I'll like live versions of concerts or things, particularly Wynwood related.
So he'll go online and he'll find like bootlegs of Wynwood and all.
Yeah, like you know, live concerts, or he'll get he did a lot of session work, and so he'll get me something that he did session work on that I normally wouldn't go. And get, but it's like it's interesting to hear anyway. And
so it's of him.
Well, he's on it, but it'll be
like a big artist.
Not people you know.
But
no.
Are they musicians you like?
Some of them are. Yeah. So that's a really good thing.
Here, honey. Here's more of me on Valentine's Day, which I guess is the right time to do that.
No, not of Mr. Helix of Wynwood. I'm talking about.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought Mr. Helix played on.
Oh, no. I have everything Mr. Helix played on.
Yes, yes. We have it on the front side of a 60-minute cassette. We have it all.
No, no, he backed up a couple people, so we've got that.
Good.
We've got all the music
that's
in the
cool.
House.
That's cool. That's thoughtful.
Yeah, it is. It is.
That's very thoughtful.
Yeah, because he knows what I like. Because
if you really
Yeah, baby.
Right.
Sorry.
Anyway, if you really like an artist, you kind of want the rarities and obscure stuff.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I found out that my coworker is a huge Bruce Springsteen fan.
Because she's from Jersey.
Yeah, right. I know. But like to a degree that we just traded stories for a couple seconds in the office today.
Uh-huh.
And I'm pretty sure she should have a restraining order on her.
How old is she?
I don't know.
Is she like 50?
I want to say late 40s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the yeah.
So she was just like, yeah. He
late 30s, early 40s, that's Bon Jovi.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, but Jesus.
70s, 80s, that's Sinatra.
She.
Because there's three periods of Jersey music.
Right.
You got Frank Sinatra.
Right.
And you got Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah.
Bon Jovi.
And then Bon Jovi. Right. Right. Yeah.
And Joe Piscopo for like three people.
For music.
No, just no. In general.
Yeah, right, right.
Really, Jersey's the only place where Piscopo has any relevancy.
Jersey pride. Well, wait a minute. Blondie was...
They're coming on tour, Blondie.
I know. And
I don't know if I want to see
what's her
them.
Name? Is Debbie Harry. She's from New Jersey.
I don't know if I want to see Blondie.
I'm not sure. I've already seen them. And
how was it?
It was good. It was good. Clem Burke was cursing his face off.
Who's Clem Burke?
He's the drummer.
Okay.
He was just really upset. The lighting they had was flicking back and forth in his eyes.
Uh-huh.
And he called the lighting person a C. And
so you saw him in a big venue?
Actually, it was like a middle-sized venue.
Beach Boys are coming around.
Yeah, not interested. They don't really do it for me.
I kind of feel like I haven't seen them like since I was a kid. I don't know. Might go to Nickelback.
You know what? I do like a couple of their songs.
If I get an extra ticket, do you want to go?
No. Thank you.
It would be like free.
Yeah, no. Thanks.
You suck.
Yeah, I don't want
to. You're like not willing to experience like good things. Well, I can't believe I'm going Nickelback good. But you know.
I know. It's like, sorry, what?
But I mean, like for the price of.
Did you hear yourself?
You know what? I wouldn't go see Wynwood for free now that I think about it.
Yeah.
There's not enough money in the world. Well, no, I shouldn't say that. There's enough money in the world. But, I mean, I can't even tolerate it for 30 seconds on the radio.
Yeah, you don't. It's not your thing, so why
would
you? But
I like all types of music.
Yeah, I know you do.
Just not his.
Just not him. I think that
he's
is...
boring.
Yeah, I know you hate him. It's
I
okay.
don't hate him. I've given him multiple... We've talked about this before. I give him attempts for you, out of love for you.
Thank you very much.
But that being said, I feel like... being put to sleep when I listen to it.
I know you don't dig it, and that's okay. I know that you like a variety of stuff, but I can't believe though that you like Air Supply and you don't like the Wynwood.
There's something about two guys sounding like chicks harmonizing together.
I know that turns you on.
I don't know why. I mean, I like their voices, and but again, they're coming around.
Oh God!
But you know, if it was free, I might go see Air Supply and Hide the Razors.
Yeah, if it was free, Hide the Razors. Yeah, really. As I take my antidepressants,
yes.
I literally am taking my pills.
But
while
I do like Air Supply. But
I know.
I don't know if it's like I like Tom Petty, like I've said, but I don't know if I need to pay money to see that.
Oh God, you do.
No, I don't, because like I said,
Tom Petty's
a good
show.
I have enough of his music. I like his music, but I just picture it being a boring concert. Like the thing that made McCartney decent was his interaction with the fans.
Yeah, he had interaction with the fans, right. And he's got pyrotechnics, and there's a lot of bombast and showmanship.
Not that much bombast.
You might like Rod Stewart's show.
Well, except that I don't like Rod Stewart.
Oh, then screw that.
Yeah.
But he's got like tons of showy stuff.
I feel
going
like
on.
I should see Neil Diamond.
Okay.
I feel like that would be a good show before he's dead.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Barry Manilow retired, but I don't want to pay good money for Manilow. I'm willing to pay bad money for Manilow.
Yeah,
like Manilow for me is like a $20 ticket, even though it's like probably a $100 ticket.
So I've had a lifetime of Manilow because I had a cousin who loved Barry Manilow so much so that when I went over her house, I loved the Beatles at that point. I wanted to listen to the Beatles and she wanted to listen to Barry Manilow. It was her house. Guess what happened?
Well, yeah, I mean, Manilow is not something you can be force fed.
And yet I was.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a Manilow veal.
I mean, listen, you know what I was thinking about today, speaking of veal?
Try the veal?
No, I was thinking about this. A tough piece of veal is really a waste of cruelty.
Yes, it is. I mean, if you, if you are going to do that to a young animal,
yes.
You had better cook it right, at least.
Right. It's just a piece. I might as well have a less expensive, better-treated cow.
Yeah. Throwing at meat is a sin.
I'll share this with you, and then I have a question for everybody, but I'll share this with you. I guess this would be a love fail. I guess it could have been a love fail, but I didn't put it on the list.
Oh, okay.
So I read this story. I put it on Facebook.
Right.
So in India, apparently, there was this cow. And in India, cows are very holy.
Yes.
I don't know why. Holy cow.
Oh, you did. How's the barrel look these days?
It's fine.
Oh, good.
So, this cow
wanders into a subway train.
Really?
The story says.
Okay.
Like, it missed its bus. And
okay.
So, wanders into a subway train in India. Bunch of guys in the subway train.
Right.
Power failure. Lights go out.
Uh-oh.
For, like, 15 minutes.
Uh-oh.
These guys have this cow 20 ways to Sunday.
Oh, no.
So, like, when the lights go on, the cow is covered in sperm.
Ew!
So I'm telling this story to my wife.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm romantic.
Oh, my God.
And she's, like, asking me, like, but I don't know. How could that happen? Like, you know, because the udders are underneath. I'm like I am the one who writes out the scenes for porn bestiality.
Did this honestly happen? Is this a real story?
It could be.
It's not like bestiality porn? It's not?
No, it was a story.
Oh!
It was an article. I posted it on my Facebook page.
Oh, Jesus.
If you're a friend of me, see Joe's girl, to you, you can't read it. Well, Lisa can.
Yes, Lisa said she read about it.
Yeah, see?
They raped this poor bovine, she said. I can't imagine that they're so desperate and sick that they would rape a cow.
And that's their god.
The lights went out for a second
that's
and they
like
raped
their
god.
Can you imagine Jesus stumbles into a dark alley?
Oh, yeah, no.
Like Jesus stumbles into a dark alley in the village.
It wouldn't even have to be in the village.
But can
anywhere.
You imagine he comes back?
And somebody has, got his robe up around his neck.
You can't go fucking...
In a second.
You can't fuck God. God fucks you.
Yeah, well, it's supposed to be. But, yes. That's just sick. Yeah, the girls are going nuts in the chat. They're like, what? What's wrong with people? Exactly.
But I guess it would tenderize it.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, no,
no
it
cow.
Won't. No, it... Yeah, oh, sorry. Yes, not Jesus, the cow. No, it wouldn't tenderize it.
But can you
it.
Imagine that? Poor cow gets stuck on a train.
But there's a lot of abuse and sexual attacks that go on
India. Human beings.
On human beings. Like, if there was, a lone woman standing on that
Thank God.
Subway. And
the cow took one for the team.
Yeah, and the lights went out.
But this was, in a subway car.
In a subway car. They saw a cow and they said, lights go out and their first instinct is, let's fuck it. What the hell?
Now, in their defense, we think that about a lot of things, men.
I'm sure.
A lot of it's kill it, eat it, or fuck it. I mean, there is a lot of that in the male psyche.
Yeah, no, I know.
But, yeah.
Wait a minute. Oh, okay, I was just trying to think of where I was in the hierarchy. Go ahead. Not yours. I don't want to hear it.
Oh. I do think you'd be delicious.
I was afraid of that.
That's why I call you Pip-alicious.
I would be like a prime rib. There's
yeah,
a lot,
yeah.
You know, that delicious fat around the edges?
You're my own little veal.
Thank you.
Cookie, right? Yeah, I think you'd be scrumptious.
And no tenderizing. Damn it, no
That's
tenderizing.
The best part. So, yeah, I mean, would that be a love fail? Could I put that in?
Yes.
That would have been a love fail.
I think that could have been.
Damn it. I don't know if that would have won, though, because you guys would have argued, well, it's a cow.
No, wait a minute. What did we decide? Nobody's supposed to die.
No, you can die in love.
You can
fails.
Die in
the
love.
The only times where kids can't...
Kids can't die.
Right. Well, that's what the mothers and fathers die.
Yeah.
With love fails, and but I don't think that should be the deciding factor.
No.
But no. No, April... And, you know, I'm showing my hand a little bit, but the victory for our so-called president... has really taken away one of my fools. Because how can you call the guy a fool when he won?
I know, right?
So that makes it interesting. That's going to be an interesting argument because he did so many things that are so wrong.
So wrong.
So, but yeah, but we'll deal with the love fest. So that would have been qualified.
I think so.
Could I have won a category with that?
I mean, because it's more of a lust fail, but it's still, I mean, it's a really fine line. So I
don't know. You know, just poor this cow's got sperm all over its leather.
Oh, God, it's terrible.
How do you come on a cow? I mean, what are you pulling out? I don't even understand how that works.
You can come on anything. Really.
All right, lay down.
I didn't mean you were allowed to.
Said I can.
It was possible. Oh. Oh, no. Lisa says, huge love fail and a waste of good steak.
No, you can still eat the steak. You're not eating the outside of the cow, Lisa. Settle down.
Yeah,
and you're not eating its ass.
It could be rinsed down.
Yeah, I mean, really. Think
of the things that have happened to people that you've slept with before you got there. They've been hosed down before you
Sometimes
get to them.
Not.
I know. That's gross.
Nothing worse than skanky sex.
Oh, my friend told me about this guy that she was seeing, and he obviously had been, he shows up at her house, he'd obviously, they were really young, he'd obviously been at a party the night
before. Well, it's always young. Because when you get older, you don't need the dick or the pussy that bad. But when you're young, you, you don't care how rinsed down it is. Because you don't know how many opportunities there's going to be.
Right.
And
right.
There's also the whole lust hormones thing.
Well, I'm not going to be able to wait.
When you get to be our age, it's like, you need to sand yourself.
And this and this is really funny because right behind you, there are two leftover toys from your daughter's party. Two giant bouncy balls, and they're both blue.
Yeah. Right.
There are two giant blue balls right behind you.
As I said before, blue balls are real.
Yeah.
They are real.
And the guy shows up at her house for their afternoon date, and he'd been at this party all night, and he was just like everything that could happen at a party had obviously happened to him, and he was just disgusting.
Now, a lot of things can happen at a party.
Yeah.
He could get fucked.
I maybe. She was just like, he was just like crusty and
ew.
And yet she still went on the date with him.
Oh, but she didn't fuck him.
I don't know.
No.
But I'm like, oh, God, you really do have a low.
You don't really have to get dressed up for Chuck E. Cheese.
I was like, you really have a low a high tolerance level for low life.
Because when you're young, it's different.
You have to at least have showered after the debauchery. Just. Something.
You'll do somebody that's a little right.
Wet wipes. Come on. Yeah, something.
I told you I was with a girl who had BO and it was just fucking. Eh.
No. But that's like.
And girls should not have body odor.
No.
You really? That's something you're not allowed.
No.
Unless you're like an Olympic athlete and you're just getting off the court.
Yeah.
We'll allow it.
Right.
But I'm not. But I'm not gonna fuck you right. No.
Go take a shower.
But yeah, everyday girl. Girls are not the. Girls are stinky, but not in the pits.
Yeah. Yeah,
because if girls have a...
That means that you have not really maintained.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, guys stink. I happen not to be a stinky guy, but there are some guys that stink. I think a lot of it's what you eat.
Yeah, but not everybody is.
Like, I don't have
not every guy is.
No, I don't have to use deodorant every day. I do.
Really?
I do.
Oh, because you're...
I'm not a stinky guy.
Yeah, you're lucky.
And I'm also not working that hard.
Well, when you yourself are a veal.
I have my heroes.
I aspire to veal.
I'm just not going
to
go on a subway in India, but other than that.
I was a friggin' veal all day on Saturday. It was only because Mr. Hillix had a gig that I left the couch.
That's nice when you could be a veal.
Ah, it was wonderful.
I'm not a veal. I'd like to be a veal.
No, you're busy kind of doing stuff.
Like, I can't even sit there and binge watch something.
You can't?
No, I'm still trying to get through The Young Pope.
I know. You're like... Not anxious, but you're like a doer.
I got shit I gotta do. Because if I don't do it, it's not gonna get done.
Right.
I mean, between this and the things I have to do for this and the comedy and the side-splitting productions and writing TV show, and chasing after people who don't do what they're supposed to do.
Right.
There's no real, yeah.
You got stuff.
I got stuff to do.
You got stuff to do. You need a secretary. Wait until your daughter gets old enough and she can help you.
She's useless. She is a useless human being when it comes to that.
I was my daddy's little helper. No? None of that?
No, she's daddy's little hindrance. She's daddy's little heart attack.
Oh, no. No.
So I want to pose this, because I found myself in a dilemma now twice.
Oh.
So I was going to ask you, and they can weigh in.
They meaning the Den Pen?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Well, I got to fucking give them a shout out.
Well, you pointed at my laptop. Nobody can hear that.
Pointing your tits.
They can weigh in?
Oh,
good. They've been waiting to say something all night.
I feel like we get some good heft behind them. There's a lot of weight behind what they have to express.
Did you notice I have a heart on?
Yeah, I thought it was a tumor. It looks like an infected nipple.
It's a little high.
Well, sometimes you don't get the best boob job. Sometimes they don't put the nipples in the right place.
I've seen that on Botched. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. The whole idea that they would, carve your nipples off and put them someplace else. Gross.
Sounds painful, don't it?
Yes. Oh, God, yes. Right. But anyway, that's not what you were going to ask.
No. So, I'm pretty active on Facebook.
Yeah.
I put out political things.
Right.
Sometimes to have a conversation. Sometimes to post a joke.
Yeah.
Sometimes to lampoon.
Mm-hmm.
But, and then I comment on other people's pages. Sometimes there's some belligerent folks.
You don't suppose.
Just obnoxious, not really to have a conversation, strident, individuals.
Yes, there are.
Now, here's where the dilemma is. I don't really have much patience for that. I don't really get into the whole name-calling thing.
No.
But I don't really have much patience for that type.
Right.
Because if you're so set in your ways, then just get off social media because you know it all.
Yeah. Well, some people do know it all.
Right. I am not one of them.
No.
But I have a very good brain.
Yeah.
I think I'm one of the best people comprehending.
You have the best words, too.
I do have the best words.
Yeah.
I know the best people.
The best writers.
Yeah, and the best writers. Pretty much everything is the best.
And huge.
Huge.
Big, huge, and the best.
The best. When I'm involved, not a disaster.
God damn, there's so much winning right now.
Real, I it's like, really, it's like, when is he going to start? He's getting his ass kicked!
Yeah, but we're getting kicked in the bargain.
Yes, we are.
You know, it's like, if only it was funny because it didn't affect me.
Well,
look at him tear down Social Security.
Well, you know. I mean, when we have to whine about Nordstrom's, yeah, not selling it.
I know.
That's kind of amusing.
Oh, God, yeah.
But she's not involved in business. Anyway, but that's not what my point was.
Right.
That's not what my point was. So what do I do? Because I've had this a couple of times where friends' mothers attack me.
Oh.
Obnoxious.
Yeah.
Belligerent. Bitches.
Yeah.
And it's like, because it's a friend's mom.
Right.
I show restraint.
Right.
But we're all adults here. I'm not a kid anymore.
Right.
And if they're going to act like, you know, not respectable or respectful.
Right.
Should I, how do I respond? I've been very restrained. I have not lashed into them. But do I owe my friends that respect?
This is a tough one for me, too.
This is why I bring it.
Yeah.
Easy problems I can solve.
I had a situation like that and I did not realize that this person who was like one of those moronic, all caps writing people, you know, just like saying ridiculous things and then attacking me. Like, I tried to have a reasonable conversation. All of a sudden, all this just personal attack. And I was like, this person had, I can't recall what it was, but a ridiculous last name. And I...
Curry? Kind of a funny last name. Named after an Indian food? Who does that?
No. But this person had a really ridiculous last name. And she started lashing into me, and I had to come back with, look, if you're going to start throwing attacks, you better be careful with a last name like this. You're leaving yourself open to a lot.
Really? You went to the last name?
I went to the last name because it was so obviously stupid. And she was really, really being low down with me.
Was it Lipschitz?
No, but it was something along the lines where it was just like, it was just something that.
If you're Lipschitz, what's your ass?
Yeah, but it was just something that was so like, really? And now you're gonna attack me? And my name and stuff and it with your name, really? You know, it was so I went. Yeah, right.
Yeah, I'm just dying.
Oh, that's all. Okay, I just went like completely. I went low, you know, and then I found out that this person was a good friend of mine's mother-in-law.
A mother-in-law.
But still close enough that it was like, it was very uncomfortable when this was revealed.
I think mother-in-law is still more, wow, my voice is now shot.
Yeah. It'll come back though.
Maybe not. Well, I think mother-in-law still provides you more leeway than mother.
Oh yeah. No. And the mom is, I think that I would also tend towards leaning back on even the most idiot, vile mother of a friend. I think I would lean back, and I might private
even if it's persistent, like it's not just one time.
Oh no, no! I would private message my friend and say, "Your mom's laying into me," and you know, I have restrained myself.
I kind of did that
in deference to you.
Yeah,
but if she doesn't let up, I'm letting her have it.
Yeah, I kind of did that.
You did.
I did that this last time because it happened on two different times. With two different people, it's happened multiple times.
Oh yeah,
and the mother wound up unfriending me.
Oh, good.
But
you problem solved.
You can't come to my page.
Yeah.
When I'm talking about a joke, like making a joke,
right?
And call it whining and saying that being obnoxious. When you're coming to a page, somebody else's
of a comedian.
Page, when you're coming to somebody else's page and laying into, you're the one who's being obnoxious.
Right. It's just you're your comedian, it's your page, and they're going, oh, stop whining. It's a joke. Do you remember jokes?
Yes.
Do you understand them? You know, but if that happens, another thing is I would just block mom.
I stutter a lot, apparently.
Well, it was Joe's entrance that made you stutter.
That was about as smooth as my last sentence.
I know.
Joe's here. Joe's getting himself settled in.
Hey, so let's just both sit on the couch in the barrel for a moment and let Joe settle in for a moment.
Yeah, that'll be good radio.
Yeah, I know. Really.
Joe unpacks everything, makes himself comfy.
Please, I was digging around my purse at the open, so.
So I handled it right the last time.
I agree with how you handled it.
But again, I'm thinking, you know, if these are adults and they're acting like children, maybe I should just call them the cunts they are.
Oh.
By the way, I'm a lot more comfortable with that word now than I used to be.
Why really? Are you?
Maybe because I have more respect for the British. I don't know. I feel like I would not call somebody in everyday conversation a cunt, but I feel a lot more comfortable doing it here. I wouldn't say it in my act. Well, maybe I do. I don't know, but I probably have. But it's not something I regularly use. But I'm very comfortable using it now.
I'm not.
I've eased into cuncha.
I bet you have.
Unless you have lube.
I hope not. Ugh, what type of cunts am I easing into?
Jesus. I'm not very comfortable with the word, but I'm less upset about it than I was. But if somebody calls me that,
that's different.
There's going to be a kick to the
balls. You call a woman that. It's battle stations.
Oh, yeah. No, because I really will go...
So that's what happened
ape.
Before you left the house?
You okay? What are those scrapes?
Don't get there. No, no.
No.
We were talking before you got here. We're very hopeful for love fails, personal love fails out of you, my friend. We really feel that I've carried this segment for a long time, but you're the next generation.
We're hoping you'll bring it.
Yeah, we certainly, just judging my Facebook, we have some expectations.
And you don't even have to work hard at it. Just tell us a bit about your day.
Yeah. How was your weekend? It was a good start.
How was your morning?
Yeah, exactly.
How was last night? Okay, done.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm sitting here going, what in the hell would I talk about? And then you filled in all the blanks. All right.
How could you not know?
Yeah, just how did last night go and how was your morning?
Well, we don't want to know now.
And did you get any texts? Any good voicemails? Yeah. That's all we want to hear
about.
Yeah,
we don't need to know now, but later on.
Later, yeah.
Is Joe's girl in the room?
Yeah, she is.
Did she mention the the voicemail
about
the vacuum cleaner?
Save it. Save it.
That's not the time.
Yeah. I'm just curious. I'm just curious. We'll get there. That's
fine. She alluded because she knew that we were talking about that this is the Love Fail show, and she alluded, so I knew that you had something.
Mm.
So I handled it right.
I do not
lash into the mother.
I don't think it's a nice look.
I'm getting tired of these fucking mothers.
I know. Well, I mean, but this is the thing.
Because they are dumb as fuck. They can't argue. They name call.
Yeah.
They have no concept. Like with Joe, 75% of the time, I can have a good conversation about Joe where we'll be on opposite ends of things.
Right.
But at least it could go back. 75% of the time. 25% of the time, he's an asshole, and I can't deal with it. But 75% of the time, Joe and I can have a conversation about policy, express our things, and we might not agree, but we can have a good conversation.
Right.
With these people, that's not that.
No, it's
they're
not possible.
They're just assholes.
Well, a lot of times, people just have an opinion. They don't have facts to back it up. They don't completely understand the issue, and they really have no idea how to have a conversation where you're at ends of an opinion. They don't know how to argue. They don't understand logic.
They are so indoctrinated in whatever ideology.
That all it is spitting talking points and ad hominem attacks.
Yeah.
Both sides.
So, but it's just rougher when it's a mother of a friend.
Yeah, that
you got an argument with a mother of a friend.
That's what we're talking about. Well, it's happened a couple of times.
Yeah,
on Facebook, obviously.
Yes, well, because they wouldn't fucking say that to me in real life. They know I'd hit them. No, but people don't act like that in real life.
No, no.
I hope maybe they do. I don't know.
Not unless they're drunk at a bar.
No, but yeah, I mean, just really, one of them was last week, Joe. On my Facebook page. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like that's the move is to, you know, and Joe's girl said something good. No response is a response.
Right, but I feel like, I do that a lot of time, Joe's mm-hmm. girl, but I feel like when they're making a personal attack on you on your page.
Yeah.
I almost feel like you can't do it. Like, I'll do it. Like, a lot of times, I'll take Joe's girl's tack where I'll just let what they say stand for itself. There's been a couple of times where Joe has said something.
And you just let it sit there,
I just let it sit there a while. And nobody fucking comments. I just leave it out there like a fucking meatball. And, well, that stands for itself, and I'm not going to comment. But when it's a personal attack, I feel like... On your own page, it's unwarranted.
That's not going to stand.
I feel like you have to put them in their place to a degree.
Well, that's what I do with JJ all the time. When JJ...
You go back and forth like an asshole.
But with JJ, JJ makes it personal.
He does.
And I
have... Although you go there too.
Because you want to know something? Because when he... the reason I went there the last time was he got very nasty with a friend of mine. You know, a friend of mine, you know, and
it a deplorable?
No, it wasn't. It was a friend of mine. So he got nasty with a friend of mine.
Some of your friends are deplorable.
But
this was not one of those.
Yeah. But it wasn't one of those. And he gets very nasty and he needs to be put in his place.
Well, the person you're talking to is he's what I frequently encounter on the right. He's our guy on the left where it just you're not helping. Yeah. You're just being nasty. I understand you're passionate, but you're coming across as an asshole.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But there's not a lot of those. I don't see a lot of those people on the left, but he's the one. And I've known him for years, and he's always been that way.
So have I.
Yeah.
And with everything.
I've known him through online various communities. Mm-hmm. All right. So either let it go or tell on her.
We'll just have a side conversation with your friend that belongs to this mother and say... she's really lashing into me personally on my page, and if she does knock it off, I am going to let her have it.
Right.
Because...
I mean, that's the thing, like, when people know you're a comic and can be somewhat of a prick, they can tell when you're holding back.
Yeah.
My responses are very restrained on Facebook.
Yeah, usually.
I pretty much...
You're pretty measured, you know?
Yeah.
You don't usually, like, bring the brimstone and fire and,
no.
you know, go right after them, but... And you could, because I've seen your stage act. But the thing is, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. How did I get that tear on my ass? Now we know the truth.
Yes.
But the thing is, I know that you have the power to do that. And I know that Joe can rip somebody a new one, too. The thing is that you do want to have a bit of restraint, which on Facebook, which is kind of public.
There's sometimes I'll see something and I'm ready to, you know, just rip right into somebody, you know, just go right. And then it's somebody that's a friend. That doesn't really know any better or, you know,
another
friend.
Yeah, but
we're
all adults. You should know better. I mean, we're not talking about kids in the schoolyard. We're all adults, Joe. Mm. I mean, there's only so much you can say. You know what? If they're adult enough to get themselves a Facebook account and post like asshole as shit, they are adult enough to get their ass handed to them.
Yeah.
It's just our restraint that prevents that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, if it's some, like, there was one person that was starting to go at somebody and I went, what? And I said something like, I was getting ready to go at them, and then the person I amped me and said, "This is my elderly aunt. I have to tolerate this." And I was like, "Oh, thank
you." Well,
You
and I actually had a conversation about somebody.
Not
nastiness, but I was like, you know, what's the deal?
Yeah. Oh,
but
yes,
sometimes,
we did.
And you just said, "Well, that's Joe." And I go, "Okay."
Funny, but there's a friend. Yeah, she's a friend of mine that we debate. Back and forth.
The one who's
time.
On the right side of justice? the one that often agrees with me?
Yes. Okay, and she right sent me... And who resigned today? I am a little...
Your boy!
Mike
Flynn, National Security Advisor.
Well, here's the...
okay.
Slow down.
Uh-huh.
Slow down.
Okay.
All right? She sent me a private message this morning. Well, what do you think about what you was telling me about?
Well, I would say that to Pip, because we want to keep checking in, find out.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. I haven't...
Your voice is still shot like mine.
I have not written back to her. Not that I don't want to.
You should have told her
to. And not
to
that
show.
I'm going to give her a piece of my mind. When this all happened, I'm just trying to disseminate the facts.
You're a little backed up on what happened.
Yeah, and
I'll
I'm not...
I'll give you the Cliff Notes version.
I'm starting to get her.
I'll give it to you real quick.
Yeah.
All right. So when Trump was president-elect, and Mike Flynn was going to be his national security, when Trump was president-elect, he called Russia and said, don't worry about the sanctions. Then he denied this. Apparently, the Justice Department told Donald Trump a month ago, Sally Yates, the one who got fired,
right,
told the Justice Department a month ago, we think he can be compromised because we know he lied, including lying to Mike Pence and making Mike Pence look like an asshole. For a month, the Trump
did nothing about it.
Right.
They only did something once the Washington Post came forward with the story.
Right.
Right.
That's the crib notes.
Right. And he also made those comments when he still was a civilian and he was
which you
not.
Can't do.
Which you can't do. So, like I said, I'm getting all these. Now, I'm not going to write back to her and go, you know.
Is that your impression of a 13-year-old boy going through puberty? What is
that? No, that's a dog that you left somebody in the car when you run into 7-Eleven.
Responding like a 13-year-old boy. You know, I'm going to go back because I'm not going to sit and flag wave. I mean, if he did something wrong, he's got to, you know,
okay.
He's got to be dismissed, you know, and looking at Trump. So it gets deeper than that. All right, you could go, but there's a lot of things.
This, but, okay.
But there's a lot of things in the Obama administration.
No,
that
no,
get,
no, no, no. We're not looking at other administrations.
Hear me out.
Okay.
Hear me out.
Because I don't want to. I want to focus on now.
Will you listen to me, please?
Yes, Squeaky.
All right. But does that make it okay for what happened with the Trump administration on this one? It doesn't. So you know I want to collect my thoughts and answer it back, and I'm not going to just sit there blowing, you know. But
that's fair.
But that's the thing when you see something like that, because I know why she wrote me.
I said the same thing to Pip. I said on a break, I want to check in with Joe and see where he is. Mm-hmm. I don't want to have the conversation on the air because it's just kind of like, because you're a hardcore Trumpster. You're one of them. I could shoot somebody on Fifth. Unless I shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue, I'm going to back him.
Yeah.
So that's why I said I want to check in and see where Joe is with that.
And basically with anything, you listen to the news.
Right.
I listen to Fox News. And then I switch.
Have they covered it on Fox News? I'm asking. I don't know.
Yes.
They might be doing something on Benghazi. I don't know.
But emails. Oh,
emails.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I just spurted.
But then you listen to, you know, this morning on the way to work, I was listening to CNN for a while. And then
Clinton News Network, Joe.
Yes. Yes. Because there's one side, the other side, and the truth.
Yeah.
So you get, you know, I'm getting basically the story. Right? What's CNN saying? Well, you know, and then on Fox News, they're really nothing much to defend. But you're getting all sides. You want to get a concise answer.
I really didn't listen to Fox News. Did they defend it on Fox News?
They were saying that it was wrong, but what they were saying is that they were looking to see the legality of this, how if any laws were broken, how it was broken, and so on and so forth. That's what they're quote unquote
That's
saying.
That's not even the issue. The issue is, this is the issue for me. By the way, yes, he did, but that's not even the issue. The issue is that you get a report that this guy is caught in a lie with Russia. State of you're being told this, and you sit on it for a month, and meanwhile, this guy's still privy to all the secrets, everything. He's still one of your closest advisors, and you do nothing, and the only reason you do something is because it gets to the press. That's the issue. Mm. That's the bigger issue.
And that really is a bad look.
Mm.
And listen, man, I think it's all coming down. And the Republicans, a lot of them, don't want to do anything now, but they're more loyal to being reelected than they are to this administration.
Yes, anything.
So there's more investigations. There's more stuff going on.
I don't think it's all coming. I think what happened was that they hit the ground running and did so much so soon that I don't, you know. And like I said, I, you know, if he, you know, obviously he had to step down, but you know, I don't think anybody has seen an administration like this ever before.
Thank God.
And don't know what. No, I think it's still a very good administration, to tell you the truth.
What have they done?
All right.
Successfully good.
Well, first of all, I do believe in that whole the whole immigration thing.
I said successfully.
Okay.
Here's the thing. We could argue policy one way or the other, but I'm not even going to do that with you. I'm going to say, if you like that policy, they should have executed
it
correctly.
But they're still getting set up. It's been 3 weeks.
But no, Joe, you don't. If you're going to have that type of executive order, you need to train the people that need to enforce it. You can't just write an executive.
But the reason they said they didn't was because they didn't want to give anybody any time to try to do anything covert.
How about the agents that have to handle this? You have to give them time to enforce what you want to enforce. It's like I said, Joe, like we showed up on the radio and go, you guys sit down and go, you know what, we're doing a whole different format.
You've done that to me.
No, not really.
Yes, you did when we had to do all that research for the thing, and at the last minute you totally pulled it and wasted three hours of my time.
That was fun.
Oh, that was true. That did happen that one time.
Yeah, but you were imagine that. Imagine that. What with refugees coming in?
There's people coming downstairs, and I gotta stop them.
Yes, yes. Can you imagine that?
You're like blocking the screen door over
now
there.
Other people are yelling at you and protesting you because you're.
I do not know why I cannot come downstairs.
Listen, the boss wrote a new executive order. I'm sorry.
Your garden.
Davin said I
could
come
there.
Downstairs. I do not why.
He changed his mind.
Your garden stairs over there, and somebody's coming through the screen door behind you. It's like,
why am I being extremely vetted? I do not understand.
Do you know who I am?
Yes, that's why.
You just answered the question.
you shoot on sight order.
Okay, so though you like the policy, like I said, it's successfully implemented. That would not be it. Because that wasn't successfully implemented.
Okay, so they go back, and they go back to the old drawing board.
Right, so I said, right up until now, what have they done that you like that has been successfully implemented?
It's successfully implemented. They're still in the beginning stages of implementing things.
Maybe they should slow down.
That's debatable. Now, that's debatable.
I don't know. I like to have all my
But that's debatable. Maybe, you know, it's a learning curve, to tell you the truth.
It's the fucking President of the United States, dude. It's not me learning how to use the board for the first time.
Comes in, he's running a business. That's the way people do business.
That's why he goes bankrupt.
No. He's, for every bankruptcy, there's a successful business. All right, he's got plenty of successful businesses.
And he's, well, that's fine.
Okay, but, you know. But after the first 100 days, we'll see. You know,
I don't understand.
I don't know if he's gonna make 100.
He'll make 100.
I think his doctor might come up with some type of tumor that he has on his brain.
No, I think Trump might go.
Fuck this! I'm going to Mar-a-Lago. Melania, you stay in New York. I've had enough of this shit. I'm not having fun because this is not fun.
I'm not really.
He had a great life.
I know. I don't know why he decided to throw it.
He thought. I really think he thought, I could say things, and they're just going to happen, and they're going to have to do it. I don't think he was really comprehending the checks and balances and all the restraints and all the details and under the microscope that you are in that position. There's a reason why all these guys age like a motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
It's a tough gig.
It's
and
the
he
toughest.
Had a really sweet gig.
Yeah, really
he
did.
He was a playboy. You know, who knows what he's doing with Melania, not Melania. But, you know, he's going to his golf courses. He's 70 years old. He don't need from this shit.
I mean, he had to do work, but it's like, it was his own creation.
He
makes
his
schedule.
Stupid TV show where people like his TV show and everything. He had the great life.
Why did he do this?
And Joe will say because he loved the country.
Yeah, he did this because he got sick and tired of the way the country was going, which a lot of people were, me included.
Yeah, a lot of people are sick of the way things were going. But yeah, I have to ask you, Joe, how was anything supposed to happen over the previous 8 years when the Republican Party decided that their main objective was to blockade everything that Obama tried to do? Every single thing. He's the President of the United States.
Democrats
don't let it happen.
But here's the problem. The Democrats are doing the same thing. Now, hear me out.
It's a vicious cycle.
It's a vicious cycle. So there's got to.
I would say the Republicans started it. But yeah, the Democrats are doing it.
I mean, they're just as bad. I mean, there's a whole thing that allegedly that I heard that Obama's starting a movement trying to derail anything Trump does. Now, I don't know the validity of it.
Breitbart?
No, it's not Breitbart. There was a guy on, I think it was Fox News, that was
Steve Bannon.
Talking about, not Bannon.
Have you seen fucking Obama's in the islands fucking windsurfing. I don't think he gives a shit. He's not, he's getting young. He's
he got
fucked.
Some hair
I took,
club
we,
for
he,
men
yeah,
die.
He's banging
all right,
Michelle,
but calm down. Back off the both of you. Back off. Calm down.
He's living Trump's old
shut up. Calm down, liberals. Calm down. Easy, liberals. It's going to be okay. I took that with a grain of salt. Yeah. But there is a movement, I believe, a movement out there that's almost as bad as the Republicans are doing to the Democrats. Hopefully this will all come to a head and we could try to get things worked out. I think the Democrats
want to work on, we're willing to work with Trump on things like infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they were willing to work with him on pharmaceuticals, which is different than the Republicans, because the Republicans, once Obama said, no, we're against it. And there's instances.
Against what?
Whatever Obama said.
Breathing.
Things that they were previously for,
mm-hmm.
the Republicans switched on. Whereas I think the Democrats were willing to work with President Trump on a couple of these things. I don't know if that's going to be now, because it's just such a shit show. And Trump is showing things that even concern the Republicans, this authoritarian streak, which I saw coming a mile
mm-hmm,
away,
mm-hmm.
Where you have his proxy Steve Miller going on and go, you can't question the president. That's kind of what we do.
That's called democracy.
It's what the judiciary does. I mean, it's so
and
I don't.
That's what the Fourth Estate does.
Right. So I don't know.
I don't know what's going to be going for it. I really didn't want to get into a big political conversation. Although it is interesting to see that you did not go, and I'm heartened by it, that you did not go into defend Trump mode with this Flynn stuff, that you want to get your
bearings first.
But that's the thing, and like I said, and her name is...
Because other people did not take that tact. Other Trump supporters were just defending because, you know, they just defend. That's what they do.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad to see that you want to do some research.
Yeah, but like I said, my friend Roberta... You know,
you named her.
Yeah, well, yeah, she's nice. You know, but because
I think she's lovely.
Oh, Joe's girl said she knew that you were going to be talking to some. It was going to be a woman you were talking to.
Yeah.
She said it's something I tease him about.
Yeah, I know.
It's all fun.
But still, you know, you go when there's somebody, and you know, there's people that I like to debate with, you know, and she's one of them. So she can, you know, what do you? And you know, before I go, well, you know. I get my facts together, go back and forth, you know.
Well, you got some people who go, oh, it's un-American to question. It's like, what are you fucking talking about?
Well, it's not un-American, but, you know, you can't sit there and, especially as somebody as vocal as I am, or as even vocal as you are, that go out there go, oh, this and that, the Democrat, where if the Republicans have a misstep, you either have to defend it with facts or you have to go, yeah, they blew it. Hopefully they get this worked out, move on, you know.
Right.
And, you know, because they're, you know. It's people, you know, and like I said, last I posted it to our page and then I posted it to my page where there was an article about a beheading where that guy beheaded that one woman.
They were married.
They were married.
Love
and
failed.
Islam,
a couple of years ago, though.
And he was Islamic and stuff. And he posted it. I saw the post
as if it just happened.
Right. So what I did was, I reposted it on my page, and then I posted it to our page, and I said, okay, look, on Davin's Den, we discuss the validity of fake news, the validity of old news.
Right.
And I go, here is an article right now. I am not going to comment on it, but I want to hear what everybody has to say on it.
Yeah.
And I go, I invite all my debate pals in and stuff like that. And I go, I do not, and I prefaced it, I am not posting an opinion on this. I am posting it how you feel about the validity of that. And, you know, Roberta chimed in, a lot of the regulars tried. You didn't, which I was surprised.
For what? I saw what you were doing.
I know, but it would have been nice if you put your two cents in there.
It's an old story. The guy's an asshole.
Then I wish you would have wrote it.
It's an isolated case of an asshole.
But see how I mentioned that our show discusses it. I wish you would have chimed in.
I liked the post.
But I wish you would have chimed
in. It's almost like you can't reach me to tell me what you would like. It's almost like I'm like there's no way you could see me or call me. Like I wore my soul. Fucking call or text, stupid.
But you saw it. And as the host of the fucking show, you would figure it right in. I'm not exhausting.
Audience, you know what you're hearing right now. You're hearing the classic conversation between two spouses.
Those
flowers don't count if I had asked for them.
You should have told me way in. Because I thought you put it up there for the people. Well, you said you weren't commenting on it. Why should I comment? I didn't know we had a weigh-in on bullshit old news. I like the exercise.
And, you know, it just figures every time I'll put something up there, there he is. Rawr, 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 rawr. And then when I'm waiting for him to come.
Nothing.
That's not true. Not ever. Very often I ignore you. And you ignore me. It goes both ways. There are certainly things that I put up there where you could certainly weigh in with your point of view. And you choose not to. Because you know what? Sometimes you go, I got shit to do.
That's true. Now, that's true because, like I said, another reason I didn't write Roberta back today on the is that I'm still, disseminating the facts, and I just was too busy.
It's like life
thing.
Gets in the way.
I mean, please, with your pal, your less famous or your famous friends, he's always put ridiculous shit up there.
Because he's got time.
Exactly.
Like I said, you know.
I don't have time for that.
Do you know how many lunch hours have been ruined?
Oh, yes.
Because
I'm showing up.
Because I'm sitting here eating a sandwich. And furthermore, where in the hell? You know,
you got to get me on the right day, Joe.
I got to go to the bank.
Really
I missed the bank one day because I had to write comment back on something.
If you want me to weigh in.
The hell are you drinking?
It's like a yogurt drink.
Ugh.
It's cum.
No, I have not been
looking. No,
I've not been looking any cows lately.
You missed that story. Anyway,
okay,
all right.
Well, move on.
Yeah, moo means moo. Anyway, you're gonna have a cum mustache.
Mm.
I feel like you blew a redhead.
That would be like
you're a little lighter than you were last week. You're kind of like Trump. Your hair goes in different shades.
Yeah, it does because the shampoo's out. It like you
is
lose.
Is that what's
some?
Going on with Trump?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because
sometimes Trump's hair looks white. Sometimes it's yellow. Sometimes it's
orange.
It is
because he's having trouble keeping his hair color.
I love this show. We get an argument. We argue with each other. We discuss policy. Now we go to hair color.
And
we just made a cum joke. And it,
yeah.
Why not?
You're familiar with the progress.
Yes. Yeah. Just,
all right.
Just,
so, all right. Briefly, then I want to move on. Joe and I did a very interesting gig this week.
Oh, tell me.
It was in an Italian club. It was for an Italian club.
Okay.
You know, they have these Italian-American things.
I thought it was a sandwich.
So
you
bring the Jew and the Scotsman.
Of course. That sounds like a great setup.
Yeah.
A Jew and a Scotsman go into an Italian club.
So we got to find this place where they're having it.
Right.
It's in an industrial complex.
Of course.
Yes, because they're Italians. Of course. Nobody else is having parties in industrial complexes.
Unless it's an after-hours club, and you have to have a password to get down the stairs.
All right, maybe. I guess.
Oh, you jumped the story.
Yeah.
No, that's what happens.
Yeah, you know, shit.
Look at you hanging out with all these haughty people.
Sorry.
So you can't find the place. We finally find it. And you need to walk through. You got to get buzzed in.
Right.
Because somebody might want to break in. And you walk through these several rooms, and they're filled with cigar smoke.
Wow.
These guys in recliners smoking cigars, and then they bring you through a kitchen. It's like a set of an insane fucking sitcom.
it sounds like Goodfellas.
Maybe that's what they're going for. Mm. So the room where we're performing is in a Cuban decor.
Okay.
Okay, that doesn't strike you as it.
Well, the cigar smoking.
But I mean, it's not for the event, just in general. Like, it's always like this Cuban room. But they even had, like, a fake balcony, like, along the ceiling.
They kind of like in the Tropicana Casino.
Is that what that is?
Yeah. Yeah, they have.
You were way more impressed with this shit than we were.
Well, they call it the quarter, and it's decorated like you're in, like, some tropical place like Cuba.
It didn't take us back.
No. There's a plastic palm tree in the corner.
Well, I didn't say it was like the highbrow version of this.
I told them, because it's true, I'm going to Cuba in a few months, and I told them if I show up and there's not a bunch of Italians in a tray of ziti, I'm going to bitch out my travel agency. This isn't authentic at all. So it's a bunch of Italians. So there's no place for us to sit. So the three of us... Joe, myself, and Rocco, the other comedian. Well, they had one Italian.
Rocco that I just met?
Yes.
Yeah.
We're standing between the baked ziti and the garbage. Glad you're amused.
And I'm sitting there and
You're not sitting anywhere.
Well, I'm standing. I tell Dav and I go, and I love when people tell me I tell people I'm a comic. Oh, that's so exciting. Yeah, thrill a minute.
You're standing next to the trash.
And, like, people have to get trash, so you have to, like, walk around and stand in front of the chicken marsala. I did learn the Italian, Italians call a stocking hat or a toque. It's a goombalini.
A goombalini?
A goombalini. To me, it sounds like an Italian word for a blowjob. A little goombalini. I got a little goombalini.
Nice.
There was an Asian woman who, there's, like, one Asian woman in the whole place, so, of course, she has the selfie stick.
Yeah, of course.
And there was a woman from South America, and I told her that I was happy to see her, and that she made it before the wall goes up.
Did she get it?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Funny.
I think everybody would.
I didn't know.
So, yeah, anything you want to add to that? Just a unique setting.
Yeah, I was having fun sitting. I relax. I go to sit and watch. I'm watching repeat horse racing.
And there's a different results?
No, well, there's a, you know, I'm watching horse racing with
and it was giving you agita?
Rocco. I'm sitting there on my phone, looking at my real estate agent saying that the people that are supposed to come to the house never showed up. And then I'm
so
like,
it was giving you agita.
Yeah, and I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. Yeah.
Well, this is a really interesting setting. How did the show go?
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah, fooled them again.
You never know.
I did, like, the first 20-25 minutes was just fucking riffing on him. I didn't mean to, but it happened. You provide me with that much stimulation.
What do you call it? You have to call it?
Call the moment.
The moment?
Well, the three of us, I'm pretty much the one that does that on that particular
for
lineup.
The best part? Yeah. Yeah.
And I did. And they liked it. It was good. But Joe's voice was strained. My voice was going out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I went to see Mr. Helix play his gig on Saturday night.
Which you didn't promote.
I know. And you know what? When I call him when I leave the studio, and he goes, yeah, well, thanks for the support. And I went, son of a bitch. I can't believe, because it was the first show in a while that they've played out, and I forgot. I totally forgot to.
Because you suck as a human being.
I do. Oh. I do. And as a wife. But I had to throw that in there. It's Valentine's Day. So, right. And
is there more?
Yeah, just for a second.
For a second.
The decibel level on my nephew's phone was only marginally louder when the band was playing than it did when they weren't playing and everybody's just yapping. So that's why I am losing my voice, because yelling over that crap.
Why are you talking on the phone during the show?
I wasn't talking on the phone.
Then why are you yelling?
I was yelling to the people I was sitting with just to have a conversation.
How about you shut the fuck up and listen to the band?
In between the band playing.
Ugh, you just got to fucking run your mouth.
No, I usually shut up, but they're talking to me. I'm answering. You got to yell. No.
I was singing till 6 in the morning, so I went to the compound after the show, and the guys just got done playing poker, and it's time to sing karaoke. So we actually periscoped the whole thing. So we actually performed in front of more people on Periscope than I did at that gig.
Who was watching that?
395 people.
People need to get a life.
So we were swinging. We were switching. You know, everybody had to go take a song. Yeah, a little bit. Yeah,
attaboy.
Yeah. So I was. You know, I was singing till 6 in the morning.
I saw a picture of you with Anthony singing in the background.
We were singing, yeah.
Dude, you looked tired. I was
sad,
like that.
Sad
oh,
but
no.
True. That was 4 o'clock in the morning singing Sad But True.
And it showed, because, dude, I'm sorry, but you looked exhausted. I was like, what are you doing up? Go to bed.
Sometimes I forget I'm 50.
What's he going to go home to?
Yeah.
Well, true. But I mean, like, sack out on a couch or something. You are tired.
There are sometimes I look at myself and I go, you know, I'm 53.
I see a lot of that when I look in the mirror. This morning, particularly, I was like, ooh, damn.
25. No?
No.
Fuck off, Joe. It was a little too emphatic.
Red rash? Yeah, you're a little sensitive.
Okay.
Sensitive like a red rash.
Oh, I never heard that before.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Good job. Thanks for the contribution. All right. on the break, we got new music from Kenny Lokkonen featuring Damian Pipes with their new single, With the Lights Out. You can learn more about them at khb-music.de, khb-music.de. Kenny Lokkonen. When we come back.